Doug is an associate architect at Thomas Ford and Partners of Kirkdale Sydenham, also part of Lewisham. This was established in 1926, and they're noted nationally for projects on listed buildings, museums, and religious buildings. Locally, they've worked on the churches of St Andrews, St John's, and St Paul's, Deptford. Doug is a conservation specialist, and having recently been involved in projects at Great Dixter and cathedrals at Guildford and Wakeford, he's going to present an update of the practice's work, including the restoration of AWN Pugin's own house at the Grange, Ramsgate. Laura Sands would have been pleased to hear about that. Anyway, go ahead, Doug.
Thank you. Thanks for
having me here today. I'm going to pick up on, first of all, the remarks by Adriana, John, and Zane. What is good architecture? John was wondering, was saying that he thought working with old buildings was really difficult. But then he started to talk about sustainability, and I liked that a lot. And then Zane took us into architecture and communities. Those are three themes that I suppose are going to go along with what I'm going to talk about and show you, I hope. First of all, I'm taking also cues from the title of the conference, Innovation and Conservation. You've had all morning and part of the afternoon to wonder about what those mean. Innovation, I suppose that's possibly an easy one. I think of innovation as simply creative problem solving, which in many ways is what design is. Conservation, maybe that's not quite so easy. But first of all, you want to stress that good conservation must be innovative. So the two really are inextricably linked. But anyways, back to conservation. What does conservation mean? Historic buildings don't exist in a vacuum. They remain relevant in the real world. They really must progress with the circumstances that are always changing. So conservation really is about the management of change. Conservation includes all the processes of looking after a place or a building, a monument site, as to retain its cultural significance. When working with historic buildings and sites, we are always conscious of the innovative use of what we call a conservation toolkit. And this may, according to circumstances, include the processes of maintenance, preservation, restoration, demolition even, reconstruction, intervention, adaptation and interpretation, and two interesting ones that I'll leave you to think about, retention and reintroduction of use, and retention of associations and meanings. These will all commonly include, conservation will commonly include a combination of all of these, more than one of these. At Thomas Ford and Partners, we see ourselves as architects and designers first, and then as specialists in the conservation of historic buildings. Good design and an eye for detail have to be the first consideration of a conservation architect. This project is the reordering of Wakefield Cathedral in Yorkshire. The building has got medieval origins, 12th, 13th century, substantially altered or reordered by George Gilbert Scott in the 19th century, which is pretty much as we took it on in 2007. The cathedral was dilapidated. It was pretty much a fire risk. Because of outdated services. It retained all its Victorian pews. The floors were uneven and dangerous and included steps from one level to the other. The cathedral was sort of on the verge of bankruptcy because cathedrals, contrary to most what most people believe, are not, they don't receive an income from the church commissioners. They have to make their own way. So when we took it on, it was basically in dire straits. In terms of innovation, the project became a project about the nave. To free up the nave was going to save the rest of the cathedral, and then within the nave, that project became a project about a floor. So the brave decision was to remove all the pews, take up the floor, retaining as much of the archaeology as possible by the innovative use of limecrete construction and underfloor heating, laid a new floor, new lighting, all new services throughout the cathedral, including a new labyrinth a new Saxon cross outside. So the cathedral, the nave, has become a community draw. It's become a community venue. The dean one day, one of the first things they had was, the dean is determined to have a BMW car launch in the nave. But the nave has become so successful that it's reinvigorated the center of Wakefield, and it's reclaimed the building as a community center. Now, from the grand to the very small, from the complicated to the very small, the Emery Walker House is the house of Emery Walker, who's a printer and an engraver in Hammersmith. He became very well known with the arts and crafts movement. The house is full of William Morris wallpaper textiles and ceramics. The picture on the top right is the before. The large picture on the left is the after. And you're wondering, what on earth did you spend the money on? The money was spent on very carefully taking everything apart and installing new services, new lighting, new fire prevention systems, new heating, and then putting everything back together again so that you wouldn't be able to tell that anything has happened. The innovation is in everything that you can't see. This is Beckenham Place Park. The estate was an 18th century estate with house and stable blocks, Beckenham Park. The estate is now owned by Lewisham, the project was the homestead, which is the stable block, a grade two listed Georgian stable block within the parkland setting. Currently it's derelict, in a derelict state following a fire, and it will be rebuilt to provide cafe, educational facilities, and ancillary accommodation. The two main challenges center around how the existing building, which is heavily supported by scaffolding, will be rebuilt without compromising its own structural stability. How we will incorporate significant mechanical and electrical services into a heritage building to facilitate its adaptation to modern use.
Can I give you one more minute, please?
Pardon?
Okay, one more minute.
One more minute.
I think, really. Yes.
I've only had, it's only been three or four, hasn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. This is the St. Augustine's Church in Ramsgate, and The project has basically been restoring stained glass, restoring ironwork, restoring floors, restoring the original chancel to Pugin's original design by the restoration of the chancel screen. This is the St. Edward's Presbytery in Ramsgate, and with conservation, sometimes good conservation involves demolition. So on the bottom left, a lot of the original, a lot of the buildings from the Grange building, which had been a school, were demolished to free up the original Pugin buildings, and joinery fragments were rediscovered, allowing us to restore an original oriel window. And this is one that Duncan forgot, historic England pamphlet on making changes to heritage assets, which we've managed to get on the cover of. This is a project in South London, the South London Theatre in Norwood, which is reusing and adapting a historic fire station. The building had been used by a theatre for some time, but because the access was uneven, it was a private members club. It couldn't be public access. So we're adapting it for level access, involving taking out 1960s insertions and freeing up the ground floor space. Sheffield Cathedral, again, providing level access through the existing narthex, which is a 1930s addition, providing level access to the rest of the cathedral by opening up and inserting a new entrance and providing re-landscaping the forecourt, removing steps, etc., from the inside of the cathedral, new floor, new access lifts, there's new entrance on the top right. All Saints Dulwich, that again, St. Paul's Deptford, this was damaged by fire, so this was an internal restoration, including Tromp Loy to restore original 18th century decorations. And St. Andrew's Broccoli, which many of you, well, some of you will know about, but I think I've run out of time.
You have. Thank you very much. That's been really fascinating.